This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you've tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. And I'm a little irritated because I have to come in and do the program. Because if, you know, but for that and but for the fact that everybody'd bitch and moan if I wasn't here, because you all can't live without me, I know that's true, I'd be at the We Don't Do Kings protest. Is that where you're going? I mean, I expect the ratings to drop significantly, precipitously today. Because most of you are going to be going to the No Kings protest. In fact, for the four of you that are still listening all across the country, thanks for staying here and not going to the protest. But wouldn't you like to go, though? Wouldn't you really like to go? For example, now, if you don't know what we're talking about, then you must be living under a rock. But there is, now, at least in Colorado, I don't know whether they're time to be the same all across the country or not, because, well, frankly, I don't give a damn, but I just don't know. But if you, I'm not going to send you to the website, but there's a website, and it describes what all these protests are. And just like you can go to michaelsaysgohere.com, hit the How to Listen tab, and find all of our affiliates all across the country. Well, they have an interactive map like that, too, and you can find all of the protests going on all across the country. So yesterday, during the weekday program, we were on air talking about it, and my producer for the weekday, actually my fill-in producer, A-Rod and I started looking through the map, and we were flabbergasted by, one, the number of protests that are scheduled. Now, that doesn't mean that I suppose if one person shows up, then the organization can lay claim that, yeah, we had a protest in, let me just think, Beaver, Oklahoma, or Hooker, Oklahoma. I happen to know those two little places, and there are two little places named exactly that, Beaver and Hooker. So if you want either one, you can go to the Oklahoma Panhandle, and you can find one of those places. But you look on the map, and for example, my dad grew up in a little town called Sawatch, Colorado. It's an Indian name. S-A-G-U-A-C-H-E, I think is the way you spell it. And it's down in southern Colorado in the middle of the San Luis Valley, and it's surrounded by mountains. It's a gorgeous, I mean, it's God's country. It's gorgeous. But I would guess that the population, let me just see if I can find the population. Just hang on. They're searching. 531. So, yeah, I was pretty close. I was guessing a couple of hundred, maybe 500. 531 with a projected decline of about 0.38% annually. Now, I'm not making fun of Sawatch because I love Sawatch, Colorado. It's the county seat of Sawatch County, Colorado. Anyway, it's a gorgeous little place, and we're on the interactive map yesterday, and we discover that in Sawatch, Colorado, population 531, they're going to have a No Kings protest. Now, I should have told Premier, I should have called my program director and said, I just can't do the show today because I've got to drive to Sawatch, which is several hours away, and interview even if one person shows up. I want to know, who are you? What are you doing here? Do you know what you're, maybe the right question it should be, let me think like a lawyer for a moment, just ask them, why are you here? And can you explain to me what you're doing? Can you explain to me what the No Kings protests are about? Because I'd love to know. And so then we start looking around, and you can do the same thing for your state, wherever you are, and you can find, I mean, they're everywhere. And when you look at the map, you know how you can see the nighttime maps, the satellite photos that show the night lights? And so you can see all the urban areas. And, of course, flyover country is pretty empty, except you'll see maybe Omaha a little bit. You know, not to brag too much about Omaha, but you see a little bit of Omaha. But when you get over into Colorado, you'll see the entire Front Range. So all the way from the Wyoming border down through Denver, down through Colorado Springs and Pueblo, all down through the 25, you will see the lights. Well, that's what this map looks like. And the surprising thing to me was these protests are scheduled all over the country, places you'd never expect. So you look at it, you look at a state like Colorado, and you see all these little towns like, out on the eastern plains, we have just small rural communities. They're the backbone of America. And there are protests planned in those areas. Now, I would warn you, if you're an urbanite, you live in a major metropolitan area, you live in Los Angeles, you live in New York, Chicago, Denver, Dallas, Fort Worth, and you go to some of these little towns, I'd be careful. Because people in these small rural areas don't put up with the bullcrap that you're probably spreading. In fact, you're probably the antithesis of what those little towns stand for. So be careful. But I'm not trying to discourage you to go because, you know what? I'd just like to see how you, as a protester, handle Bubba when you try to block Bubba from driving his pickup truck down Main Street. Yeah, I want to watch that. Because, you know, we had Governor DeSantis down in Florida. I think Texas has done the same thing. Of course, Colorado never will because we're completely out of our minds in Colorado. But in Florida, if your car gets mobbed by a bunch of protesters or rioters, well, you can just keep driving and drive them over. And the same is true in Texas. I think Oklahoma's passed that law too. I think that should be a federal law. You're in your car. I don't care whether you're by yourself or you got your spouse, your partner, your husband, your boyfriend, your dogs, your family, your kids. I don't care. But when a mob surrounds a car, you don't have to be a complete idiot to know that they're either going to try to set your car on fire, they're going to try to pull you out of the car, a.k.a. Rodney King kind of thing, any number of things. We've seen it happen over and over and over again. And yet, you know that if you tried to, you know, keep driving, I think it was one of the riots in L.A., where one of the cars was Immigration and Customs Enforcement cars was trying to get out of one of the detention facilities and go down some street. And one of these idiots, and I mean idiot in the worst possible way, kept running along, trying to throw rocks, trying to push things, and kept jumping in front of the car. And finally, he tripped and fell, and the car almost ran over him. Well, I think, are you ready? I think you should just be able to keep driving. I know, you complain to Premier, complain whatever you want to, but if you're threatening me, and you're trying to prevent me on a public street from going to point A to point B, and you deliberately try to stop and impede traffic, sucks to be you, but you shouldn't do that. And I also think we should have a rule that says, like you do now in Florida, Texas, and Oklahoma, as long as you have a reasonable fear for your life, which a mob surrounding your car does, in, I would say, 99.99% of all circumstances, create a reasonable fear for your life, and you just keep moving and you run over somebody, and whether that causes serious bodily injury or perhaps even death, I think you should be protected from civil liability. I don't think that you should be able to be charged criminally, as long as you do it in a reasonable person's self-defense. You should not face criminal charges, nor should you face a wrongful death lawsuit from the family of the dumbbell that got in front of your car, because if you're dumb enough to get in front of a moving car and trying to block it, and you the car keeps moving, well, the laws of physics say you're probably going to get hurt, injured, or killed. And I don't think families ought to be able to sue simply trying to collect insurance money. So there's my pet peeve for the day. But when we get back, let's dive into what's really going on with these no-king protests. Now, you know, if you want to send me a text message, it's real easy. That on whatever message app you use, the number is 33103, 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm glad to have you with me. I want to remind everybody, because I had a text message earlier about somebody that had moved to Florida, and somehow I had screwed up the weekend show because I can't find it. Let me just remind everybody that if you're looking for the Weekend with Michael Brown, all you have to do is go to, let me tell you the easiest way to do it. On your iHeart app, you can just look for Freedom 93.7 in Denver. Freedom 93.7. Call letters are KDFD. KDFD. And you can listen live from, it's noon to 3 Eastern, 10 to 1 Mountain Time, and you can listen to it live there. And, of course, you can always download the podcast. The other way you can always find the program is, as I said earlier, by going to michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. When you get to that landing page, there's the tab that says how to listen, and there's an interactive map, all the 350 affiliates all over the country, and they're listed in alphabetical order, and you can find the affiliate when they air or re-air the program. Some do it, you know, some play it over and re-air it. So it's really easy to find the program. So don't tell me you can't find it, because you can find it even if you're in the middle of nowhere. You can always listen on the iHeart app. And in fact, I actually prefer that you do it that way. And if you're going to do it that way, you can find Freedom 93.7, which is my home studio on the weekend in Denver. Now, before we get back to No Kings, another text message. Gubernator number 5848. This is the non-legal advice, legal advice that I'm now going to give. So I'm only giving this advice simply because I happen to have a law degree, but I'm not giving you legal advice, so you cannot follow it. Got it? Bingo. So the message is, pertaining to your topic of people blocking traffic, please share your thoughts. Okay, that's it. I'm not giving legal advice. I'm just sharing my thoughts. If a driver was to use something like a non-lethal option, such as a burna, to remove the obstructed protesters, so the people who are blocking the streets and keeping you from, you know, taking your grandmother to the hospital because she's having a heart attack, yeah, you can use a burna. You can use a baseball bat. You can use whatever you want to, in my opinion. Here are the consequences. I think even if you are right, I think even if the cops come to you, do the investigation and say, yeah, you were acting purely in self-defense, even though you broke his arm, or even though you broke his leg, or even though you shot him in the face with the burna, and you put an eye out, whatever it is, I think you would be in your legal rights. And even if the cops say you're in your legal rights, that does not prevent, and this is something I told clients all the time. People will call me and or sit down with me and say, I'm thinking about doing this. Can I get sued? And my answer was always yes. I don't care what you do. You fart in the elevator, you can get sued. Because anybody can sue anybody for anything. They don't even need a lawyer. I mean, we've made it so easy to sue anybody. You can go online and you can find the forms. You can go to the courthouse. They'll even help you fill out the forms. And you just have to pay the filing fee. And you've got somebody sued, and now you get them served, pay somebody to serve the summons to them. Anybody can sue anything for anybody. The question is not, can I be sued for something? The question is, am I liable for something? Because even if they sue you for something, even if you're in the right, you still have to hire a lawyer, or if you want to defend yourself and be foolish, you can do that. But you're going to expend time, resources, and energy defending the lawsuit. Which is why I say things like in Florida, where I may be wrong about this, but I thought that Ron DeSantis said that in Florida, they're also protecting you from civil liability, which means you cannot be sued. if you are acting lawfully by running somebody over trying to escape a flash mob. So, you know, your mileage may vary depending upon the state you're in, and of course will vary depending upon the circumstances. But this is kind of the point that we've got in this country, where simply trying to, you know, so somebody's on the 5 in California, or they're on the 101, or they're wherever they are in California, or you're on I-25 in Denver, or you're in I-40, you know, trying to get through Albuquerque and trying to head out, you know, east somewhere. Doesn't make any difference where you are. When we allow people to block streets, roads, highways, bridges, and keep you from going to point A to point B, whether you're hauling your grandmother to the hospital or not, or you're just simply trying to get, you're a single mom who is completely dependent upon that low-wage job in order to feed your kids, to keep a roof over your head, whatever you're doing, and those yahoos are blocking you, we have given way too much credence and an exemption from any liability, and law enforcement has utterly failed. Now, if you're a cop out there, and you're going to send me a text message that says, well, that happened in our town, and, you know, we did everything to get them off the street as quickly as we could. Well, bravo for you. In too many parts of the country, they don't. California Highway Patrol, the LAPD, they wait forever to clear the intersections. They wait forever to clear the highways. You know why? Oh, because they're scared of starting a riot. They're scared of hurting somebody. We have so capitulated to the criminals in this country that that's why they get by with crap like this. Now, I don't know what's going to happen today. I have no clue. Now, they've called the one in Minnesota off. Or should I say Minnesota or should I say Minneapolis? Let me look. The one Minneapolis. The No Kings event in Northeast Minneapolis has been canceled because of a shelter-in-place order following a politically motivated shooting of two elected officials. If you haven't heard, the breaking news this morning is the Speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives and her husband were assassinated by somebody pretending to be a cop. They had flashing lights on their car. They found a manifesto in the car. This is all I know about it so far. Well, they've canceled the one in Northeast Minneapolis. The rest of the country is going to continue. Now, part of me says that in a lot of areas, this is going to go kaput. It may amount to nothing. Maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised, and it won't. Because there's a really sick side of me that hopes that this group that I'm going to describe to you in a minute is actually able to get people out. Because anytime these people come out and they protest and they shut down streets and they, at some point, agents provocateur cannot resist and they'll somewhere, somehow start burning cars, or they'll break out the window of a sandwich shop or a restaurant, or they'll break into an Apple store and try to steal all the iPhones and the iPads. They'll break into, you know, the Best Buy, whatever they can. They can't help themselves because they're idiots. So their entire mantra is this on the website. Who's that? Wait a minute. Let me look around. Well, I'm the only one in the studio. But they've defied our courts, deported Americans, disappeared people off the street, attacked our civil rights, and slashed our services. The corruption has gone too far. No thrones, no crowns, no kings. Okay, whatever. I would challenge you to show me one U.S. citizen, one lawful U.S. citizen that's actually been deported. Yeah? I'll wait. And I'll be right back after this, and I'll tell you who's really behind this. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange, and millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The
welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you tuning in. Appreciate you listening. You know, let me just remind you, if you do like what we do on the weekend, you really should listen during the weekday. And again, you can do that on the iHeart app. On the iHeart app, all you have to do is search for a station called 630KHOW. 630KHOW. That's my home station during the weekday out of Denver also. And I air from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. So that would be, what, 8 to noon Eastern Time. You can figure out your time zone. So listen on the iHeart app. Look for 630KHOW. KHOW. So the No Kings protests are going on. El Presidente, King Donald Trump, was asked about it.
Several No Kings protests planned across the country on Saturday. What are your thoughts on those?
What are they going? No Kings?
No Kings.
I don't feel like a king. I have to go through hell to get stuff approved. A king would say, I'm not going to get this. A king would have never had the California mandate to even be talking to him. He wouldn't have to call up Mike Johnson and Thune and say, fellas, you got to pull this off, and after years we get it done. No, no, we're not a king. We're not a king at all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, not a king at all. But that doesn't prevent them from still believing it. For example, over at MSNBC.
Join us now to discuss is Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, who is the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman Raskin, thanks so much for being with us. We want to start out today by playing something that Pete Hegseth said today at a congressional hearing. Let's go with that.
Can you assure the American people on two things? You will respect any Supreme Court decision on this matter about whether the Marines are constitutional, and you will respect the district courts when they rule before the Supreme Court rules.
What I can say is we should not have local judges determining foreign policy or national security policy for the country.
So you're not willing to say you would respect those decisions?
What I'm saying is local district judges shouldn't make foreign policy for the United States.
That exchange happened on Thursday of this week. So, Congressman, when you have the Secretary of Defense saying that, yes, Marines might defy court orders, are we at a constitutional crisis?
Well, we clearly have too many DUI hires in the Trump administration, starting with Secretary Hegseth. But look.
Whoa, we have too many DUI hires? You completely ignore that he's a recovering alcoholic. But no, let's make fun of him. Let's just go ahead and make fun of him. What a dirtbag.
The Constitution says that the Constitution and federal law are supreme. We have a supreme Constitution. We don't have a supreme leader. We have no dictators here. We have no kings. We have no monarchs.
We have no kings. We have no monarchs. By the way, the case that they're referring to, which is going on in federal district court in San Francisco, the Ninth Circuit rapidly. Federal District Court in San Francisco ruled that the president, under Title 10, cannot federalize the National Guard. Now, presidents have been doing that for centuries, Democrats and Republicans. In fact, I would say to the Democrats, you know, it was Democrat presidents and Republicans, too, that nationalized the National Guard in order to enforce desegregation orders. It's well-established law. So this federal district court judge in California acted way beyond his authority. And the liberal Ninth Circuit, within hours, overturned him and said, no, you can't rule that way. So you're right. We don't have kings. We have a judicial system that when it needs to, and when it should act rapidly and quickly to slap down these yahoos at the federal district court level that are trying to act like kings, as a matter of fact. So we need to get over this idea about no kings. No kings. I mean, it sounds good on its face, right? Sounds noble. After all, have you thought about this? No Kings Day should actually be every July 4th. Because we did declare our independence from King George, right? But the historical overtones here mask something that's more recent and I think a lot less authentic. Because for all the revolutionary rhetoric that they want you to believe, this dumbass protest is not some sort of spontaneous uprising of, civic-minded dissidents that want to remind us that, you know, we are a constitutional republic. What is it? Well, it's well coordinated, it's well funded, it's tightly stage managed, and it's backed by nearly 200 far left non-government organizations, NGOs, labor unions, and donor networks, almost all of whom, I can't say all of them, but I would say, you know, 99% of them, are directly tied to the Democrat Party's infrastructure and the Democrat Party power. It operates not from the street. It operates from a spreadsheet. It operates from a balance sheet. It operates from a checkbook. And sometimes maybe a credit card. To Steelman, the claim that the No Kings protests are paid astroturf operations designed to provide public cover for all this coordinated far-left agitation, you have to distinguish between form and function. Because on the surface, these protests resemble some sort of decentralized, citizen-led response to everything that Trump's doing, acting like a monarch, acting like a king, doing all these things. And you would think, and particularly if you go to the website, because boy, are they good about hiding who they are, you would think this is just some grassroots effort. But you just barely scratch the surface. And suddenly it's kind of like in The Wizard of Oz. Somebody pulls the curtain back and suddenly you realize that, oh, this is actually protest and one in which the language of democracy is simply borrowed as a facade for premeditated political theater. The clearest sign of this disconnect lies in the funding, in the structure, and in the very behavior of the protests themselves. So let's start with the funding. The American Federation of Teachers, the AFT, that's one of the largest public sector unions in the entire country. And it is a prime, where does probably 90, well, probably even greater than that. I was going to say just Democrats. Probably 99% of their political donations go to Democrats. Randy Weingarten, the president, she has explicitly, loudly and proudly endorsed the No Kings protest. In fact, she's gone so far as to direct her member organizations and their funds to support the demonstrations. So those teachers who are teaching your kids are lying about how we live in a monarchy and how we live under some sort of tyranny of Donald Trump, and they're going to go out and organize this protest, spend the tax dollars that you give them to pay their salaries, to go out and lobby behalf of their special interests. And that certainly does not, in my book, qualify as a grassroots organization. There's also a movement supported by something called Indivisible. Indivisible is a progressive organizing network that gets money from, the Open Society Foundations, you know, which were created, funded by George Soros, Alex Soros, his entire family. Indivisible, their stated goal, their stated objective is to reshape in their own image Americans' institutions. And the logistical backbone of this organization? Protests. They even create toolkits. They take care of the permitting. They'll provide the bail funds if you get arrested. And they even train what I will call marshals to give the appearance of some sort of, spontaneous civic action. But it's not spontaneous. It's actually very carefully scripted out. So I'll give you an example. Morris Pearl, who's the former managing director of BlackRock, the gigantic hedge fund, now heads a far-left advocacy group called Patriotic Millionaires. You may or may not have heard of these yahoos. But they favor tax increases, wealth redistribution, and class warfare. So imagine, these are truly, by the very definition, useful idiots. because they make billions off free markets and capitalism. He's a former, remember, he's a former managing director of BlackRock. BlackRock operates in, now, obviously, a lot of crony capitalism, but by buying and selling, buying up companies. So they use capitalism, and then they run off after they make all of their millions, and then organize something called patriotic millionaires that says if you're really patriotic, then you would be for tax increases, you would be for redistribution of wealth, except ours, because we already have ours, and of course class warfare. So what possible alignment could exist between all the anarchist slogans that you're going to hear about today and someone that has formerly belonged to the world's largest hedge fund? Because they both are able to leverage chaos. So Morris Pearl and all the idiots like him, they don't wear the black masks. They don't throw the bricks. They pay for all of those to go do that. They're the underwriters. They're the ones that fund all of this. And of course, they also do something else. They choreograph the events. I'll explain that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget the text line number is 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. How do they choreograph? Hang tight.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings hit your portfolio? Phoenix Energy provides investors with 9 to 13% annual interest rates through corporate bond offerings in the oil and gas sector. Start today and get monthly deposits directly into your bank account. Phoenix Energy conducts offerings pursuant to Rule 506C under Regulation D. Alternative investments are speculative, illiquid, and you may lose some or all of your investment. Securities are offered by Dalmar Group, member FINRA SIPC. Dalmar Group and Phoenix Energy are not affiliated. Learn more by visiting phoenixenergy.com/iHeart to register for a free investor webinar.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR. 1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ooh.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Need to start advocating for the redistribution of everybody else's wealth. You know, I feel guilty about the money I made, so I want everybody else to give up their wealth. I'll keep mine, but all of you keep yours. Well, in that last segment, I casually mentioned the word marshals. Well, think about a parade marshal, except in these circumstances, they're not really parade marshals, they're protest marshals. Now, I want you to watch. You may or may not see it. Depends on what your local news coverage is like. But they'll be wearing the yellow or, orange, or green safety vests. And you might see them approach an individual who might be speaking out of turn. Or they might approach somebody who's, criticizing the goals of the protest. Now, I thought if you were grassroots, you advocated for free speech. I mean, I'm just old enough to kind of remember the 60s and a lot of the 70s, and I thought free speech was what all the hippies and everybody was protesting for. But here, in 2025, free speech is moderated by protest marshals. And those marshals are paid through those funds that get routed through all those NGOs that I mentioned. And then the illusion of safety. That gets reinforced because they know, without any help from the cops themselves, that they'll have all these cops standing alongside the agitators. In fact, some of those cops are reportedly paid by third-party arrangements to provide security services. So much like you might have, a large event that hires off-duty cops, but, we want you to show up in uniform, and most police departments allow this. You can show up in your uniform, but you're off-duty, but you're providing security to a private event. Well, did you ever stop and think that some of the cops that you see standing around, they're there to create an illusion? The goal is not order. The goal is the optics. And then if violence does erupt, as it usually does when Antifa-linked groups, show up and start protesting, then the people who are paying the protesters, who have paid for all the organization, who have paid for all of the infrastructure, I mean, you think about the website. If you've looked at the No Kings website, somebody's a pretty damn good webmaster. Somebody was a really good web designer. Just like to admit, it's flashy. Get your attention. It's got all the it has all the information they want you to have. So all these Antifa-linked groups, when all of this goes to hell in a handbasket, they've got plausible deniability. We took everything we did everything we could to ensure the peace. It wasn't us. Lawyers have a term for this. It's called insulate. The real world word for it is cover. We've got cover. But most telling about all of these protests, like the ones in Colorado, probably in your town too, 10 to 2, 4 hours, sometimes less, 10 to 1, 3 hours. Really brief. And then they're actually structured. No King's protests are officially scheduled for only 2 hours, according to the website. Now, why would you have a nationwide protest that you say you don't want going on all day long? You only want it going on for 2 days. Have you really thought that through? Because I want you to think about that. If you, for example, were organizing a protest, you really want your protest to go on as long as you can keep the crowd around. It's like when you have a political event and you're hoping for 1,000 people, so you rent a gymnasium. But then you realize, uh-oh, I'm only going to have 200 people show up. Suddenly you find an alternative venue because you want it to appear full. You don't want a gymnasium that can hold 1,000 people with only 200 people in it. The same is true about the length of your protest. You don't want it to go on, you'd like for it to go on forever, but you want it to go on only for 1 or 2 hours because the media gets the notice. I got the notices. You know, I'm on everybody's email list. I'm always getting these notices. Hey, somebody's going to give a rally, have a rally at such and such time. It'll be from noon to 1 o'clock. Well, that's to get me to show up between noon and one. Because what happens after that? Well, the media shows up. They get the media coverage they want before the moderates or the people who are genuinely interested in the issue disappear. They go home. It's layover. I'm hungry. Let's go to Starbucks. Let's go to McDonald's and grab something to eat. Because then the agents provocateur, the aggressive, useful idiots, can then start doing their dirty deeds. It's in the after hours, after the 10 to 1 o'clock, or the 10 to noon, whatever it is, it's in those after hours that the dog whistles start, that the pushing and shoving starts, that the brick throwing starts. All of that's when that happens. And now you've got a second event. A second event. And some of the media disappears. And that gives you time to get really violent. Yeah. So be ready. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll give you some more about No Kings on the other side of the news.
You know the feeling when you're about to cut into a juicy steak and hope it tastes as perfect as it looks? Worry no more. With Chef IQ Sense, it's possible to get it right every time. How? It's a modern, completely wireless cooking thermometer that eliminates under- or overcooking your food, no matter how you cook it. Chef IQ Sense was designed to withstand extreme heat and can even survive in your deep fryer. From grilling to roasting or baking, Chef IQ Sense guarantees that your chicken, meat, or fish will come out exactly to your preferred outcome. Using Chef IQ Sense is so simple. Insert the wireless probe into your food, choose your desired doneness on the Chef IQ app, and it'll alert you when it's ready. Stay connected and monitor your food from anywhere over Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So stop the confusion, eliminate the risk, and serve every meal with confidence. Chef IQ Sense works out of the box and with your favorite appliances. You can find the IQ Sense at chefiq.com and save 15% at checkout with code USA. That's chefiq.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says former State House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in a politically motivated assassination. A second lawmaker and his wife were shot and wounded. Officials say the suspect is still at large. Today marks the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army and the annual celebration of Flag Day. The nation's capital will be the site of a major military parade tonight. Military Affairs Analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis likes the idea.
Our armed forces is a critical component to keeping us safe and free, and I think to celebrate and to remind Americans that this is the dangerous world we live in, and we need armed forces.
And today also coincides with President Trump's 79th birthday and the annual celebration of Flag Day. President Trump is urging Iran to make a nuclear deal now that Israel has launched strikes against the country's nuclear infrastructure, putting it at a major disadvantage. He calls on Iran to make a deal before the once great Iranian Empire is no more. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says the U.S. appears to be finished playing a game of cat and mouse with Iran over its nuclear threat.
I think this is coming to a head. The mullahs can't, I mean, they can't give up the nuclear program. It's the best hope they have for regime survival. And so they're really, I think they're running a bluff and they're hoping that we're going to back down, and I don't believe we will.
Talent told the Salem Radio Network it's likely the U.S. has been in talks for some time now with Israel on the need to destroy Iran's nuclear program.
As a matter of fact, if I had to guess, I suspect that President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu have understood all along that this was something that was going to have to be done.
And that is former Senator Jim Talent, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Westlake Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
An appeals court is allowing President Trump to keep control over California's National Guard troops until a hearing on the issue next week.
On Thursday, a federal judge ruled that the president illegally deployed the National Guard to help with L.A. protests and must return control of the troops to California's governor. But hours later, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked that judge's order. The court said it would hold a hearing on the matter on Tuesday. The order applied only to the National Guard troops and not Marines who were also deployed to Los Angeles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Consumer sentiment increased in June for the first time in 6 months. The latest sign Americans' views on the economy have improved as inflation has remained fairly tame and the Trump administration has reached a truce in its trade fight with China. The preliminary reading from the University of Michigan's closely watched consumer index on Friday jumped 16%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California Democrat Senator Alex Padilla was briefly detained for disrupting a Los Angeles news briefing by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem this week.
Senator Padilla was physically confronted by law enforcement, forced out of the room where Noem held her press conference, and handcuffed on the floor. Padilla held his own press briefing in Los Angeles after being allowed to speak with the secretary at the end of hers.
At one point, I had a question, and so I began to ask a question.
Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters at the Capitol in Washington that Padilla's conduct was unbecoming of a senator.
I think the senator's actions, my view is it was wildly inappropriate.
Padilla's fellow Democrats responded with shock and dismay as they left the Capitol after taking the week's final votes Thursday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Caitlin Clark is ready to play again, meaning the Indiana Fever will have their best player back on the court in time to play the reigning WNBA champion New York Liberty this afternoon. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Cinerama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
John Quincy Adams. We just don't like monarchs. I mean, I think there's some advantages to a monarch, but it just doesn't fit with my DNA. It just doesn't resonate. Well, that's to us. But what about to Antifa or to those anarchists among us who would absolutely think differently about no kings? Because the phrase, no gods, no masters, is actually a slogan loaded with militant history, because it gets modified to no gods, no kings. And it turns out that that's actually an established anarchist mantra that dates back to 19th century labor radicalism. And it connotes total rejection. This is pure unadulterated anarchy. It connotes total rejection of authority, religious authority, civil authority, institutional authority. All of the things that when you think about American modern society that keeps our social compact together. We have a respect for authority at the same time that we put in place ways for us to reject, control, and limit authority. We believe in freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. We believe in freedom of religion. And we believe that religion provides a kind of a moral code. You know, when you look through, if you ever in college took comparative religious studies, you understand that there are some basic tenets that run through most religions. And it's pretty much summed up in that if you believe that there is a greater power, that kind of, and that there is a life after this life, that kind of changes the way you behave. Plus, you know, the Gospels tell us that it's pretty much an instruction on how to live a good moral life. We believe in civility. It's kind of hard to imagine that when you look around at society today or social media, but we believe in civility. We also believe in civil order, in that we have, for example, in this country, we have the whole concept of federalism. Federal, state, and local authorities, federal, state, and local governments, and that federal government is of limited power, enumerated powers, and we believe that the best government is that which is closest to the people. And we believe in institutional authority. We believe that our institutions and the legitimacy that we place in those institutions allows us to operate as a civil society within, you know, that has guardrails, and those guardrails allow us to flourish because we each get to pursue our individual liberty, our individual freedom, our individual hopes, all of the individuality. I mean, everything about us, and I'm talking about you and me right now because them is entirely different. When we act as individuals, each pursuing our own goals and objectives, our own means of sustaining our own lives, that invisible hand of the market begins to work, and suddenly we're buying, selling, trading, and inventing, and innovating, and doing everything, and it creates this wonderful society that we live in. But the no gods, no kings, or the original no gods, no masters, is a slogan that is not an accident. It turns out it's actually a signal to militant groups that their participation is not just welcome, but is affirmed by their ideology. The irony is impossible to ignore because it is impossible to ignore because think about this. If Donald Trump were truly a king, as many of these people really do believe, and as their own slogan suggests, those demonstrators would not be gathering in public. They would not be organizing. They would not be waving signs. They would not be shouting slogans. Because in most monarchies, look, for example, look right now in Tehran. Unless the mullahs have escaped, which is rumored to be true. You can't do that. Dissent is punished. Dissent is suppressed. It's not elevated. It's not platformed. It's not put out there for everybody to see. It actually gets suppressed. And that's what Donald Trump would be doing. We're not trying to suppress protests. We're not trying to suppress dissent. We are trying to keep things lawful. We don't want riots. We don't want bricks being thrown at people. We don't want the highways blocked. But if you want to protest, I'm all for your protesting. The very fact that No King's protests can and are being organized and are being broadcast so widely disproves the central conceit of what's really behind them. In the days leading up to the June 14th protests, in the days leading up to today, you had flyers, websites, they were all distributed how? Have you thought about that? What was their distribution mechanism? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review so we can kind of get up in the algorithm and get the podcast spread out even further. But go subscribe to that right now. The Situation with Michael Brown. How did this distribution mechanism occur? That's next.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings hit your portfolio? Phoenix Energy provides investors with 9 to 13% annual interest rates through corporate bond offerings in the oil and gas sector. Start today and get monthly deposits directly into your bank account. Phoenix Energy conducts offerings pursuant to Rule 506C under Regulation D. Alternative investments are speculative, illiquid, and you may lose some or all of your investment. Securities are offered by Dalmore Group, member FINRA SIPC. Dalmore Group and Phoenix Energy are not affiliated. Learn more by visiting phoenixenergy.com/iHeart to register for a free investor webinar.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
I'm Jack Putter, Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is my job. My job is to go out there and dig around and find out what's going on. But when you're in a newsroom, for example, you're looking for stories. And the way most modern newsrooms operate, they've got stringers, and they've got people out running around. Some might even have a freelancers. But most local news stations, television broadcast stations, they have, news desk editors, assignment desks, and they get this just constant influx of press releases, emails, phone calls, everything that you can possibly imagine to try to get their attention. And then once that's done, well, I shouldn't say once, but simultaneously while that's being done, they're also trying to get the attention of the useful idiots to show up. How do they do that? Well, suddenly, flyers emerge online, and they emerge online on those websites as advertisements or even direct emails because they have email lists, and they also know which websites that most radical leftist Marxists go to. And all that gets distributed by anonymous Antifa-linked accounts, social media websites, all urging all of these yahoos out there to go engage in illegal behavior. If you can find a flyer online, you'll usually find them printed both in English and Spanish. They're usually available as a download as a PDF, as a portable document file, so that you can actually print it out and distribute it yourself. I mean, it's a brilliant political operation. And then they actually call for active resistance to law enforcement. Citing previous riots in L.A., those are models to actually emulate. And these are not, trust me, these are not random provocations. These are premeditated directives. Now, the fact that all of this material, all over the country, all 57 states, according to Barack Obama, are all circulated in conjunction, in collaboration, and in coordination with the No Kings branding. All of that indicates to me that the movement, if you want to call this a movement, that the identity was being intentionally co-opted, or more plausibly, designed to accommodate co-optation from the very beginning. And that gets back to this original anarchist about no gods, no masters. Indivisible, that non-government organization. In fact, somebody has sent me an email. I'll reread it and maybe share it on air. But this group, Indivisible, keeps trying to maintain the fiction that they're nonviolent. Even their official press releases, and oftentimes you'll get a media kit. I get media kits all the time. I rarely read them. But the media kit for Indivisible says that one of their core principles behind the All Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. Really? Well, their disavowal of violence really begins to fall apart if you start to scrutinize it. Because a group that's truly committed not to nonviolence, you don't go out and conscript anarchist terminology. You don't coordinate with Antifa-aligned activists. And you don't release rally planning materials into the same ecosystem where the Molotov throwers congregate. So the central question then, I think, is whether these Democrat non-government organizations and unions can claim innocence once everything gets put in motion, all the way back from the planning. You think about the coordination between the American Federation of Teachers, between Indivisible, Patriotic Millionaires, all of them coordinating, all behind the scenes. Let's get a website up. Let's get the flyers ready. Let's get all the ads placed on the websites. Let's get the emails out. Somebody do the public relations aspect, the marketing aspect. I mean, this is a well-run business, It's a well-organized political business is what this is. So I want you to think about they do all of that behind the scenes, knowing that at some point they want and intend for it to turn violent. So when the protests start and then the anarchists start to do their things and suddenly the Molotov cocktails get being thrown, or the bricks get delivered, or they start breaking down the cinder blocks, or they start, as I saw a video yesterday, they start taking the barricades outside a ICE detention center and start throwing the barricades in front of workers, just workers, you know, clerks and stenographers and, you know, database analysts and software engineers, they all start to leave and go home, and they start throwing the barricades in front, trying to keep them, you know, locked in. When that happens, are all of those original groups, are they to be given a pass from the violence? Can they claim innocence when the violence begins? Now, the defenders, of course, will say yes. Because they'll say, look, we had safety marshals out there. We had the people out there, you know, trying to shut down the people who were causing trouble. We actually hired, you know, cops to come in. We had paid security. We even have taught them how to de-escalate situations. But as one person wrote, that's like handing out fire extinguishers at a controlled burn that you secretly hope turns into a wildfire. So when you step back, you realize all of those so-called precautions they take, they're not safeguards. They're just legal fictions. It's cover. It's nothing but cover. Now, the prosecutors, if properly motivated, could reasonably argue that the sponsors knowingly facilitated an environment conducive to political violence because they could tie together in a RICO type of action the coordination, the funding, the slogan selection, the cohabitation with the Antifa-aligned networks, all that points to what? A combined, unified enterprise. An organization. You know, you got the master organization up here, which may be the American Federation of Teachers. It could be the Patriotic Millionaires. My guess would be it would be the Patriotic Millionaires. And then all of the different verticals that then come together in these protests. And I'll tell you from a lawyer why I think that would apply. It's racketeering law. I'll explain that next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Thank you. the feeling when you're about to cut into a juicy steak and hope it tastes as perfect as it looks? Worry no more. With Chef IQ Sense, it's possible to get it right every time. How? It's a modern, completely wireless cooking thermometer that eliminates under- or overcooking your food, no matter how you cook it. Chef IQ Sense was designed to withstand extreme heat and can even survive in your deep fryer. From grilling to roasting or baking, Chef IQ Sense guarantees that your chicken, meat, or fish will come out exactly to your preferred outcome. Using Chef IQ Sense is so simple. Insert the wireless probe into your food, choose your desired doneness on the Chef IQ app, and it'll alert you when it's ready. Stay connected and monitor your food from anywhere over Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So stop the confusion, eliminate the risk, and serve every meal with confidence. Chef IQ Sense works out of the box and with your favorite appliances. You can find the IQ Sense at chefiq.com and save 15% at checkout with code USA. That's chefiq.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable gardens. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you with me. Do me a favor and go follow me on X. Go do that right now, at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So as I was saying, let me play lawyer for a moment, because I think there's precedent for treating the No Kings protests and, quite frankly, the collaboration between the American Federation of Teachers, Patriotic Millionaires, all of the NGOs that are funded by the Open Society Foundation, the George Soros organizations, as a RICO offense, a racketeer-influenced corrupt organization. It's a 1970 law that makes this coordination between everybody illegal. It's an enterprise. It's a group of individuals or organizations that associate together for a common purpose, which actually could include a legitimate business. It could even be a political group. The enterprise can be any number of groups. But when you prove that they have engaged in at least two acts of racketeering activity, those are the predicate offenses. And the predicate offenses could be, for example, inciting violence or federal and state crimes. You know, in this case, you look at what they did with ICE. You know, they're organized to what? Try to obstruct ICE from enforcing immigration law. And they need to have a specific relationship with the enterprise, such as they pay for distribution, they pay for websites, they pay for this, they pay for that, whatever. Somehow they're involved in it. Now, technically there may be some hurdles to it, because you have to show that somehow they get some sort of monetary. I think you'd, because I never really did RICO criminal law, but I think you have to prove that they had some ill-gotten gains in order to apply for the RICO statute to apply. But it certainly seems to be that there's a conspiracy involved, at the least. Because in racketeering law, when a legitimate enterprise is, you know, an American Federation of Teachers, whether you like them or not, and I don't like them, they are nonetheless a legitimate enterprise. They're a lawful union. But when they're used to facilitate unlawful activities, you cannot be exonerated simply because you had a lawful pretext. Oh, well, we put the protest marshals together, or we hired the cops because we really wanted to ensure the safety of the protest, when that's just your cover. Because if a political protest is actually being used to recruit, to agitate, and ultimately riot, the fact that it was scheduled to be nonviolent doesn't absolve those who created the conditions for it to escalate and become violent. The fact that the protests were dispersed across hundreds of cities, I think that actually underscores the planning capacity and the intent to try to create some flashpoints that would exceed the control of the organizers and that would then feed on one another. If violence were to occur, and the reports I'm getting so far, these seem to be kind of pooey, kind of faltering, but the day's early. Once it turns violent, even if that occurs later in the day, well, all of the groups get informed. They communicate among one another. So a flashpoint in L.A. can feed a flashpoint in Houston, which can feed a flashpoint in Denver, which can feed a flashpoint in Chicago, which can feed a flashpoint in Seattle, which can feed a flashpoint in Boston, and it begins to spread. That's why when you step back and you understand the planning across all these hundreds of cities, these little towns everywhere, you should soon understand that this is what makes the No Kings protest such an instructive case about how anarchists and Marxism is being used to upend our society. It shows how the political elites, particularly on the left side of the political spectrum, can manufacture, they can create dissent that's dissent in form while they retain control in function. And the masses, they're just participants in a morality play. The NGOs, they provide the money. The radicals provide the spark. And the media, the cabal steps in. And the cabal, that's the fog of ambiguity through which blame can be endlessly diffused so that nobody ever gets touched. All the organizers are arm's length. But that's why I want to dispel the fog. That's why I want to cut through all the BS. So we should stop pretending that slogans like No Kings, that somehow that operates in a vacuum. It resonates with the organizers precisely because it carries such historical weight. And that weight is being exploited here and weaponized by factions, some of which really do want legitimacy, and most of which really do want disruption, and most of which truly do want to, let's go back a couple, almost a decade or more, those groups who do want to fundamentally transform this country. And that's what we're facing right now. That's the battle that's going on in this country right now. And what I would hope that I can accomplish and get all of you to think about is whenever you see all of these little things going, this is not conspiracy. Don't think I'm wearing a tinfoil hat here. What I'm trying to describe for you is that while everything may seem disjointed and unrelated, everything is connected. That's precisely how Marxism works. Oh, they've got the cover. They've got the media that will never show you any connection, which is why the alternative media, conservative talk radio, conservative websites, like the gentleman who does investigations for a website that just sent me the email, that's why all of that alternative media that exists is so important, because the cabal is never going to tie these dots and connect these dots together for you. And the Democrat Party, I think, is the most interesting aspect of all of this. Because while some would claim that the Democrats are being manipulated by these NGOs, I would make the argument that the Democrat Party is actually complicit with the NGOs. And that goes back to all the stories we've done in the past, all the discoveries made by DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, about how money's just being laundered to these different organizations. It goes through USAID, or it goes through the Department of Commerce, the Department of Ag, or any number of federal organizations or bureaucracies, even the Department of Education, and then gets funneled out to other organizations that then pay themselves a hefty salary so they can spend their time, while you and I are actually engaged in productive work, they're engaged in activism. And the really irritating and infuriating part to me, we're paying for it. And then the Democrats, trying to pretend like they're not involved, try to put the consequences and dump everything in Donald Trump's lap. Or for that matter, just the Republican lap. Forget Donald Trump. Although he is, right now, he is the king. He's at the pinnacle because he's the president. So they don't, all these organizers, including the Democrats, you think about Maxine Waters. You think about all the Democrat sound bites that I've played throughout the entire week of Democrats out there who were actually, back when L.A. was really on fire, all advocating. Remember Maxine Waters? Get up in their faces. Wherever you find these supporters, disrupt their dinners, get in their faces. And she's not the only one. They're all doing it. So they don't merely tolerate the chaos that follows the events. They anticipate it, and they want it. Their objective, They're not trying to prevent violence. They're trying to provoke violence. But just enough that the media can assign responsibility to us. Trump doesn't want chaos in the streets. The professional activists do. The Democrat strategists do. And the donor class foundations who orchestrate all of this bullcrap and then step back and, oh my gosh, we're so shocked by this. I don't want you to be fooled by it. The blame doesn't lie with the president. It lies with those who lit the match and now pretend to hold a fire extinguisher. That's what's really going on. So when you think about the No Kings protests, they're actually a cover for Antifa-like mobilization. It is just simply another signal of the real battle that's going on in this country. Oh, yeah, I know we have. You know, I could come in here. I could fill 3 hours of this program with nothing but every segment about a particular political battle. But instead, I want to take all of those political battles, set them aside for a moment, because they're the ones that are simply used as distractions. The real battle is for the soul, is for the country, is for our way of life, our form of government. And the anarchists are hell-bent on destroying it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. You want to send me a text message, tell me anything, ask me anything? On your message app, the number is 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. I'm glad to have you with me. So all of the pro-illegal immigration riots in California, all the other states, has now sparked an actual ongoing investigation, because the involvement of these paid agitators that I've been describing, well, now, guess what? It's actually being discovered on Capitol Hill. Crowds on demand. Toys R Us. Crowds on demand. It's a California-based advocacy group that actually provides crowds for protests. They've gotten a whole bunch of numerous high-budget requests to get involved with the demonstrations in LA, and all these other cities, but they apparently declined to participate. They refused to intervene in the riots in L.A. And said this, that they did not want to get close to any form of illegal activity, including violence, vandalism, or blocking off roads without a permit, close quote. So now law enforcement's trying to find out who's responsible for organizing the attacks. But don't let me gloss over too much about crowds on demand. Imagine that. I mean, it, in kind of a perverted way, I want to say, which I will say, it just proves that in America, if you're not making a living, you're not thinking hard enough or outside the box. Crowds on demand. So you tell an NGO, yo, you need a crowd? I can produce a crowd for you. It's going to cost you, I'll just pull some numbers out of my butt. It's going to cost you $25 a person. And then you pay that person $5 and you pocket the $20 minus whatever expenses you have. And you need 500 people? You do the math. 500 times 20 bucks minus your whatever your expenses are, plus paying them, you know, $5 to show up. Crowds on demand. See? We need to start our own. So law enforcement is trying to determine who's responsible for organizing those attacks. Customs and Border Patrol has warned that anybody that does not uphold the law is going to be held accountable. They've said, quote, we're not here to negotiate with criminals. Break the law, attack our agents, you're going to get arrested, prosecuted, and held accountable, no exceptions. Now, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, who's chairman of the Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism, he has now come out and said that the committee has been sending letters to the organizations suspected of being involved in the riots. They want all the records from November 5, the election last year, forward. And if you fail to comply, you're going to face further action, including subpoenas and perhaps being held in contempt of Congress. He says, let me be clear. Bankrolling civil unrest is not protected speech. It is aiding and abetting criminal conduct. Accordingly, he writes, you must immediately cease and desist any further involvement in the organization, funding, or promotion of these unlawful activities. Now, he and Kevin Kiley, who's a Republican congressman from California, have raised particular concerns about something called the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights. I talked about this on my weekday program this week. It's the acronym is CHIRLA, C-H-I-R-L-A, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights. And they're now investigating CHIRLA for its role in organizing and funding the pro-illegal immigrant disorder. Now, whether CHIRLA provided financial or logistical support to the protesters, including those allegedly involved in the violence or the illegal activity, is currently under investigation. Now, Congressman Kiley has actually questioned CHIRLA's funding. He has noted that the nonprofit behind the L.A. riots donated almost $500,000, $500,000, to support Gavin Newsom's campaign. After that, guess what? Remember when we kept hearing about quid pro quos? I think this is a quid pro quo. You donate $500,000 to Gavin Newsom's campaign, and then suddenly you get $34 million in state funding. That's got to be a coincidence, right? Now, I want you to think about California. Just think about California for a moment. They're broke, in the hole. All their unfunded liabilities, budget debts, the stupid train they're trying to build, they can't build. I mean, poor old California. We could pick on, well, Colorado too, but we could really pick on California all day long. 34, if you're a schlub like me, and you're just working for a living, and you're trying to just, you know, pay the bills and do whatever you can to just, you know, buy groceries and feed the kids, feed the spouse, do whatever you, you know, pay the car, what, blah, blah, blah. There's $34 million that California does not have that they spent to give to the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights. It's the perfect money laundering scheme. Because do you think that the Democrats that control Sacramento are going to do anything about it? Of course not. And if you think this is isolated to California, stop and think about the American Federation of Teachers. And all the first, you think about the teachers that fund that union. Not all teachers that fund the union support those union activities. So a teacher that we all agree are probably underpaid, they're having union dues forcibly taken out of their paycheck. And then the American Federation of Teachers turns around and funds things in coordination with Patriots for Patriot Millionaires and all the George Soros Open Society Foundation organizations. And they use that money that ultimately came from the teachers' paychecks to organize, you know, No King's Day. Wow. You see, if we really had journalists in this country, I mean, true journalism. Now, I'm not talking about the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, the Denver Compost. I'm not talking about any of those. I'm talking about the days when journalists actually went out and investigated, and they didn't care who they hurt in terms of exposing them for wrongdoing. They just reported, you know, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah, I'll continue to daydream. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line's always open, 33103, keyword Michael Michael. Go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.